Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Banca Generali Full Year 2010 Results Presentation conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Giuliana Pagliari, Investor Relator of Banca Generali. Please go ahead, madam.
Hello to everybody. Welcome to Banca Generali conference call. We will present the 2010 results and the 2011 strategy. Mr. Girelli, the CEO of the group, will run through the presentation together with Mr. Giancarlo Fancel, the CFO, and at the end, we will be happy to take your questions. I leave the word straight to Mr. Girelli.
Hello. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for being here with us. I would like immediately start with the slide number three, the summary of results. You see net profit up to 22.2 million euro, plus 30% versus full year 2009. The fourth quarter was 22.2, plus 26%. We wanted to summarize the main results here. We are particularly satisfied of the net profit. We beat it 30%, notwithstanding a very good year that was 2009. We think that the quality of the earnings is in this result very good, with management fees plus 40% year-on-year, and an effective reduction of the cost base plus than 5% year-on-year. The commitment of the network is very high, as confirmed by the record figures from net inflows and new client acquisitions. You saw that these figures were confirmed by the first two months of 2011. We met the needs of the investors with the delivery of a very good investment performance, 4.6% average performance on the managed assets, combined with a very limited volatility. Dividend yield is still very comfortable, very good, dividend per share of 0.55, plus 22% on last year, thanks to our very solid capital position. Let's go immediately to page four, dividend per share. You see, we already said we confirmed a very high dividend per share, 75% of payout, 0.55 per share. The dividend yield was, at the price of yesterday, is 5.2%. This allows us to be confirmed in the ranks of the high-yield dividend stocks. The excess capital went up to 90 million euro, with a growth of 29%, and the Tier 1 was 11%, and the total capital ratio 13.3%. Very solid capital position that allows us to have generous, as always, dividend, and as promised to the market. Let's have a fast look on the page five. You see all the figures, and as usual, we will comment one by one hereafter. The interest income went down 12.1%. The net commission were up 6.2%. We had income from trading activities and dividends down 37.4%. The net banking income went more or less the same, down 1.1%. As we will comment hereafter, the quality of the net banking income was extremely much better. The total cost is another, I suppose, positive news for the investors, for the market, went down 5.3% year-on-year, and the cost-income ratio went to 52.4%. The operating profit is 113.5 million euros, with a growth of 10.3%. We will comment about that. were very conservative on the adjustments for impairment loans and the provisions. We will comment about that. The profit before taxation went to 90.3 million. The tax rate was 8.9%. We had a fiscal benefit of 6 million in the second quarter, and the net profit is 22.2 million. Slide number 6, the net banking income. Net banking income, as I said, is more or less slightly the same of the last year, but the quality definitely improved. You see that the net commission went up 6%, but net income went down 12%, and trading and dividends 37%. We tried to show analysis of the variations with the net commission, excluding the performance fees, going up 28 million euro, and performance fees and trading and dividends going down 24.7 altogether. So this means that the bank was more than able to offset the decrease of the more volatile items with the strongest part of the revenues. Slide number 7, the gross commissions. Gross commissions were very positive, with a growth of nearly 16%. I would like to to stress your attention, particularly on the breakdown of the gross commissions. You see that management fees were up 40%. This is a very good result. The banking revenues were up 33%, and front fees and the management fees down 26% and 29%. So, if you look at the trend of the quarterly management fees, you see that it's really impressive. We had in first quarter of 2009 37 million euro, now we have 63, so an increase of 70%. Let me say that the recurring fees are 88% versus 81%. So I would like to give a brief comment on that. Banca Generali, is a company that is devoted to find a solid position in the revenues. And you see that we are succeeding in that. We don't like, please don't consider us like a performance fees player. Of course, performance fees we take and we continue to take, and this is good. But please don't consider us as a performance fees generator. We are our strategy is to increase the assets in a stable way with low volatility and with low cost of the growth. In this way, we think that we are able to benefit both the balance sheet of the bank and the clients. That is the way that we consider the driver for the growth and the success of our company. I think that the results here in number 7 are definitely some of the most most interesting and most give most pleasure to us to present to the market. Slide number 8, net commissions went up 6%. The payout trend, even if we were very, very conservative, I can tell you, very conservative in payout, even doing that, the payout is 50.8% versus 49.4%. Let me say that in all this balance sheet, we were very conservative at the most we could do. Because we have a very good balance sheet this year, and we think that as usual for us, we prefer to be conservative and to have fruits for the future. Slide number 9, net interest margin. The assets in current account went down 25% from 2.3 to 1.7. About more than 600 million were switched to managed assets. Notwithstanding that, the interest margin went down only 12%. This is due to a very good treasury activity of the bank. And the net interest margin, Q-on-Q, so the last quarter of 2009 and the last quarter of 2010 is practically the same. So I think that we could have during this year some benefit due to the increase of the interest rate that we already had, and for sure, the net interest margin of Banca Generali will be benefited by that. Slide number 10, operating cost breakdown went down 5.3%, so we fully met the cost-cutting results that we declared in 2009-2010, went down staff costs and general expenses. Operating costs were 0.6%, and last year were 0.68%. 2008 were 7.78%, so we had a decrease of about 23% in the ratio of operative cost and asset under management. The expectation for 2011 and beyond is that now we reached what we set as a flat base, steady base of cooperative cost. We think to be able to go on in increasing the assets with more or less the same base of cost, at least added by the inflation rate. 11, operating profitability showing good progress. EBITDA is 117.5, EBITDA margin is 48%, and the cost income ratio is 52.4%, so we are definitely at the sector's best practice level. Let me say something in page 12 about the provisions. We had provisions of 18.9% versus 15.9% last year. About 30% of these provisions of this year are one-off items related mostly to the setup of a new severance indemnity for FAs in line with the guidelines of Bank of Italy, and the setup of the new long-term incentive scheme for some management key management people, 5. The remaining 70% is as usual linked to recruiting cost, incentivation. Consider that incentivation are very good because the network made a very good job, and so the incentivation that will be paid cash that are being paid this year this month have been accrued in the balance sheet. The write-off, we had 4.3. We were again very conservative in write-off related to the general assumptions on the bond portfolio mark-to-market. So we set in these write-offs absolutely everything that we could. 13, recurring profitability. Asset profitability is 1.7, so a bit lower than in 2009. But look at the composition. We had 1.22 of recurring commissions in 2009, and we have 1.34 in 2010. Performance fees were 29 and now are 18, and interest margin 25 and now it is 19. So the quality of the asset profitability is very, very good. If you look at the first quarter, the last quarter of 2010, you see that the results are really very, very good. 185 in the last quarter, where 141 was recurring commission. So if you look at the figure, you see that on the 125, we have 26, so the 14% that is related to the market volatility. 159, 86% is a very limited exposure to the market volatility. So again, you consider, please consider that in this figure we are very different from the most of the typical competition that we have. This is a business model that we have that we started some years ago, and it is gaining the full for it just now. In the management fees, on the recurring fees, are going up always and always from 94% to 102 from the first quarter of 10 to the full year of 2010. So let's give some comments to the net inflows, assets and recruiting. Page 15, the net inflows went up 100, you see, you already know, the total net inflows went up to 1,270 and the managed assets net inflows much higher to nearly 2 billion. The difference is a switch coming from administered to managed assets. When we talk about administered assets, I would like to stress that the switch is coming mostly by the current accounts. And it is the result of a policy that we are playing not to take part in the aggressive marketing campaign of current accounts and deposit accounts. We don't want to compete in this battle to attract clients and to retain clients by giving high interest rates. It is not our strategy. We don't think that the money that you collect there it is solid. So you are paying for having this money, but in our opinion, it is not a loyal money in the sense that it is very difficult to switch in other parts. We prefer definitely to be focused on the medium long term investments of our clients. 16, BG Selection, you know, had a spectacular growth, nearly 1.5 billion in 2010. So going to the assets of BG Selection to more than 5 billion. Life new business was over than 1.5 billion. So it is easy to understand that our product strategy is simple and very profitable for the client. We give them, we allow them to be quiet with the fixed income, with the life insurance, capital guarantee, good yields, and on the alpha generation we work through BG Selection that I will comment a bit later. The first 2 months were very, very positive. I think that the most of you saw them. We had 251 million of net inflows and 342 in managed assets. This is a very good, very, very good result, even because we were able to do it, continuing to switch from administered assets. BG Selection again went up nearly 274, so full success of the first 2 years that the first 2 months, sorry, that normally are not the easiest one. The breakdown of the assets, page 18, we have now 23.6%. of asset under management. Consider that is very positive. The breakdown in the managed assets, we have all in all, we had the 14.7, we have now 16.8, so a growth of 14.3%. In the administered assets, we had 7.5, we have now 6.8, so a decline of 9%. Now the managed assets on the total assets are the 71%. We are continuing to do exactly the same in 2011. We have again managed assets and switch from administered assets and BG Selection, very strong. Slide 19, the performance in managed assets, you see very good results of BG Selection, 7.7. And then insurance product 3.9, BG SICAV 3.3. The GPM target is individual portfolio management with protection of capital 3%, and so on. In traditional GPM for us, and individual portfolio management that is typical for the private banking clients that deliver very good results of 2.2. The most of them are made by typical bonds and money market instruments. So we definitely beated the Italian mutual funds industry that for the whole year 2009 was 1.9% and our average was 4.6%. Let me comment at page 20, BG Selection. which is selection, had 7.7 of compounded performance. You see the size of the different compartments. We have about 40 compartments, sub-funds, let's say, and we had different performances. I would like to get your attention for the annualized volatility. You see that most of our assets are placed in products with low volatility. This is typical of our strategy. In the situation of 2011, VG Selection is demonstrating to work very well. You know that for the client it's possible to move in the same day from whenever without any cost, and so we see that there are some clients that prefer to move from emerging market and some other towards total return and flexible compartments that are still giving very good returns. That is exactly the mission of VG Selection, and that is very well working. The clients feel very confident. The clients feel that they are really in a safe way of managing their assets. 21 recruiting. Our recruiting strategy is as usual very cautious. We recruited 46 people, and more or less we think to recruit the same number of guys. Let me add something that is already common, but I would like to underline this. We think there will be so strong in capturing new clients that for us recruiting is for sure important, but it's not the major driver of the growth. The reason is easy to be understood. When you recruit someone, you pay between 2 and 2.5% of the asset growth. When we take a new client, all in all, we pay about, as incentivation, all in all, about 30-35 bps. So, considering the 2 billion of the managed assets, new money brought in the bank, the compounded cost was in the region of 55 basis points. So, this is a strategy that is well working. Very working on the total 2 billion. Only I would say 400 million came from recruitment. So clients came with recruited people, and so the benefit for the P&L of the bank is fully evident. 23. Let's move to strategic and business guidelines. We always say that our strategy is since many years. Focused on a huge opportunity that we have on the Italian household assets. Only the 23% of the Italian household assets are managed in managed products, and it is the lowest level in the Western countries. Consider, you know, that France and Germany more or less are the 50%, and UK is 60, and US is 60. And not only that, we have that more than 50% is managed directly by the banks, a current account and cash, bank bonds. You know, the bank bonds are becoming a payback for the clients, giving low returns, low liquidity, and the banking and the bank, traditional banks are making pressure on the clients to sell the bonds. You know that the reason is clear for you. The funding problems of the banks are really huge, and so they are, of course, obliged to look for the funding in this way. Of course, many clients are fed up of this because the returns on their portfolio are very bad. And so for us, it's a very good opportunity because if you are able to explain that, what is happening there, it's quite easy to find opportunities. I will talk in some slides after what about the new clients that is a key pillar of our strategy. In the slide number 24, we tried to to summarize the strategic objectives of Banca Generali. First of all, organic growth is the first priority, as I said, upgrading of the quality of the networks, cost control and efficient operations. Satisfied clients is the focus of BG. Again, I will say we don't want to run back to all the market rebounds of the market. We are definitely not interested. We are not in that game. We want the client satisfaction, and client satisfaction means only to have safe portfolios and not running back the market to take performance fees. That is absolutely not our game. We will be never in that game. And then we want to further strengthen the sustainability of the results. In the page 25, what means organic growth, new clients, word of mouth, and proven track record of performance that we delivered in difficult market conditions. The network quality, I think that we have only to fine-tune Banca Generali and Banca Generali Private Banking. The quality is already excellent, and I already said the recruiting will be in line with previous year. Profitability, we will continue to have focus on the key products, BG Selection and Life Insurance, switch from administered assets and single mutual funds to BG Selection. We think that is healthy for the clients and for the bank, and the huge operating leverage to be fully exploited. Innovation in client services, we work so much in that with enhanced trustor services through a dedicated company that is Generfit, and a BG Advisor that is a very sophisticated tool for making analysis on the client's portfolio, particularly on the new ones. Results of sustainability, we want to focus on the recurring fees and the tight control continuum that is going on. 26, just a picture for saying that we were, I would say, we were lucky or able to take the good moment of the market. We went to be very protected in 2007-2008. That was very positive for the clients. And then we stayed there. Our clients have an average exposition to the equity market not over than 20-25%. We gave them excellent results, I think the top of the market with low volatility. So what better? We intend to go out to have a very cautious management of the client's portfolio because this is a real asset that we have in our hands. 27, organic growth. We had more than 8,000 clients in 2010. It's very interesting that to see on the they were 8,500 more or less. Clients coming from the recruiting were 18% and from the existing networks 82. Out of 22 came from the reactivation of inactive accounts, so sleeping clients. And 60%, so more than 5,000 clients, were brand new clients. All of them, 90%, come from traditional banks. We took money from new clients for over the 1.1 billion euro, so a huge amount of money. We had a net inflow total of 1.250. So this means that, of course, the existing clients, they gave us new money, of course, but someone took away the money. So the strategy of taking new assets through new clients is really very, very good. Yesterday I had a look on the figures of new clients in 2011, January and February. And we are keeping the same pace of growth in new clients in January and February, even better than the last year, consider that January and February definitely they are not the best month to take new clients. But also also in these conditions, the pace of growth is continuing to be the same quality, and I think that this is the reason why the company is delivering so good results in net inflows. In the page 28, a slide comment about where is now the network of Banca Generali. This slide is made on the vertical side, the assets per financial advisors. And then on the horizontal side is the assets per client. We set the position of 2005 and the position 2010. Look at where we were with Banca Generali in 2005, where we are in 2010. Then at the right corner, we have the private banking, where we were in 2005, where we are now. And compounding Banca Generali and Banca Generali Private Banking, definitely we had a spectacular jump. Definitely was the best of the competition. These figures, of course, are completely public figure. These figures are taken by Assoreti, that is the association of the companies employing financial advisors. 29, we can leverage on the superior return flexibility of BG Selection versus the single fund to attract more assets. I think that is clear why it is better. With a single fund, you have to take the input from the FA and the client, and you take about 3-5 days time lag to execution. With BG Selection, you do immediately in the same day, and again, the performance delivered were definitely much, much better in 2009 and 10, and this is clear because this kind of way of managing the assets is definitely the winning model all over. I have to say that BG Selection was really a breaking product in the market. Now I see that there are some very many attempts to copy or to make something similar. We are very glad about that. I don't think how much it is easy because this selection is the result of the 3 years over 3 years job, and it is a result of having a full open architecture strategy. If you don't have a full open architecture strategy, my opinion is it's a bit different to have all the benefit of a so innovative and sophisticated product. All in all, we think our attempt is to move a part of the 1.5 billion of single funds to BG Selection for sure. In page 30, we have a real launch that is the old insurance, about 1 billion euro, and listed assets 6.8. Again, we will try to move that part of that to BG Selection and life insurance. I would like to say that also the installment plans, the so-called in Italian PAC, Piani Automatici di Accumulo, are becoming more and more popular. I think that it's right, and we have a version of BG Selection through installment plans. I think that we could have good success also in this. Closing remarks to page 32. I think that the strategic guidelines for 2011 are really very, very simple. We have only to continue to enhance what we successfully achieved in 2010. We have to strengthen our organic growth, exploiting the huge opportunity to capture new clients through the existing action and existing networks, as I said before, and we have to consolidate the success of the BG Selection and the life policy. So, all in all, we don't have anything new to do. Keep going on what we did, and you know that in a company, whatever company, financial services or whatever, car makers or whatever, if you are able to go on with the actions that you did well, of course, are very good news because the company is going on in the curve of experience, and the network is doing what is doing well, and so it's a very favorable position. In slide 3, I like to show that in 2010, Banca Generali, again, these are the official figures of Assoreti. Banca Generali was number one in total net inflows per FAs, both in total net inflows, you see nearly 850,000 per each, and net inflows per financial advisors in net managed assets. where we had about 1,250,000. It's a really huge number, So we ranked one first in both in total net inflows and in net managed assets inflows. So this is not, so for sure this is a so good result that it's difficult to think that it's a casualty. The slide 24 is the last one. We made some, was made some months ago, a survey by Eurisco, that is an independent company that is interviewing, is calling on the phone about 150 advisors of us, and the same is doing with Allianz Bank, with Azimut, with Banca Fideuram, Mediolanum, Banca Sara, Finanza Futuro, Fineco, and San Paolo Invest, so the most important players, and they ask them a lot of questions. The final questions are very qualitative. They ask them, do you plan to stay with Banca Generali, of course, with Banca Fideuram or the other ones, in the next 1 year, in the next 3 years, in the next 5 years? And the last one is, would you recommend your network to a friend or colleague? We ranked in 2010 first in all these four questions. The last year, 12 months ago, we were fifth, fourth, and sixth. So means that have been done a very good job, and I think that is the major reason of the success of Banca Generali. This is the reason why we are confident for the continuing of the growth of the company, even considering markets that are really quite difficult to be understood. We are looking at the growth of the interest rates. We have every day something new. Some days is calling Tunisia, some days is calling Libya, some days is calling someone else. So the market, in my opinion, will continue to be very volatile. And then there is the euro matter on still open. So our strategy is to be is to continue to attract new assets in any market condition and to give good returns and low volatility through a motivated and very efficient network. This is our strategy. I think I thank you for your attention, and of course I am available for any question you may have.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Gian Antonio Villani of Banca Leonardo. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I have three questions, if I may. And the first one is on your very, very strong money flows to your funds of funds, and especially the Lux-based BG Selection, SICAV. I was wondering if you could provide with an idea of what is your target in terms of weight of these funds on your total assets. Now we are at roughly one-fourth of your asset in this asset class. I was wondering if you could leverage not only on the Italy-based funds or individual mutual funds of your customers, but maybe also on the managed accounts and on the life products. So how we can imagine the BG Selection SICAV will weigh on your assets at the end of 2011 and or in the foreseeable future. And this was the first one. And then you had a very good pace of money inflows in the first 2 months of 2011, despite an adverse seasonality. So I was wondering if you could imagine to improve this pace of monthly inflows in the coming months, or if it is a size of monthly inflow that you believe it's just sustainable throughout the year. And then finally, to I ask you if you could provide an update on your external growth initiative, especially on the launch of product, Generali products, especially unit-linked products with embedded your mutual funds. The initiative you announced back a couple of years ago. I was wondering that if there were some news or there were some products ready to to be launched in the coming months. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mr. Villani. For the first question, now we are 25% of the G selection, the total assets. Frankly speaking, I would not be surprised if we could see in some years BG selection weighting 50% of the total assets of Banca Generali. The reason of that is that this product is really very well fitting with the needs of the clients and the advisors. Consider that an advisor feels himself really an advisor, a real advisor, using this product. So I see, and you saw the figures of the of 2,250 million euro of net inflows in January, February are really unbelievable. So I don't know exactly, but I try to answer you saying that I would not be surprised if in a couple of years we could see 50% of the total assets of Banca Generali in BG selection, because I feel that it's very fitting with the demands of the clients that are really fed up and unsatisfied of poor ways of managing their money. Consider that a lot of clients that are coming to Banca Generali, coming from a traditional bank, against our expectations, they are moving immediately a part of their money that traditionally held in securities, that it is immediately moved in BG selection, because when they understand which kind, because consider that a client normally will have at least five or six for a single client in single sub funds, and so the clients feel comfortable because he feels safe, he understands that the diversification of the assets is the right word. The second question, very good pace and to improve, Savilani, I consider a wish, a very good wish from your side. I think that what we are doing is really excellent. It is we are keeping the same pace of the 2010, and so I am very satisfied about that. But then we are in the hands of God. The third update on the external growth, GFM, what everything is going on as expected, perhaps a bit lower, because you know that the time to market of the insurance companies, because they have to find the products and then marketing campaigns and then everything is going on. So everything is going on is for sure will be a very good opportunity for the growth of Banca Generali.
Okay, if I may just a brief follow-up. Should we expect some product to be launched in the coming months from Generali, or is this still too
Generali or Banca Generali?
No, the Generali's products with
yes,
with your fund.
Definitely in different countries. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
The next question is from Matteo Ghilotti of Equita SIM. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I have three questions. The first one is on the payout excluding performance fees, which was higher. And I wonder if you can give some more color on this phenomenon, and if we should expect a growth also in 2011 in the payout. The second question is on the performance year to date of BG selection, a rough indication how is the average performance of this family of products. And final question on labor cost, which in the fourth quarter was much lower than I expected. If there is any reason for that, I know that the quarterly figures are very volatile, but I expected the usual increase in the final part of the year, whereas this was not the case. So if there is any explanation. Thank you.
The payout excluding performance fees, it is a slight higher, as I said, because we prefer to post any major cost, any cost that we could in a very conservative guidance. So and consider that we had much more managed assets than before, you know, that managed assets have a slight higher payout. So you don't have to expect any growth for 2011. So we still stay in the region of 50%, definitely. The performance year to date of sorry, you could be asking me about the performance of VG selection.
Yes.
You know that we prefer not to disclose continuously the performance fees, just because...
Not the performance fees, the performance.
Not the performance, yes. Sorry, well understood. The performance are in the region, you have to take from the different compartments. You have in the compartments of the emerging markets that were a bit negative, of course, and we had in the other compartments much more solid performance. So we are in the region between at about 0.5-1%.
Thank you. And finally, on cost.
And then, sorry, the labor cost probably will give you an answer, Mr. Fanchel, about that. I don't know the details about that. Consider that the labor costs are a bit volatile because the accrual of the variable and so on. He will give you some details.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good afternoon. About the personal costs, we have to consider that we have the effect of the renewal of company agreement mainly, and we have an increase in terms of bonuses accrued at the end of the year, considering the results. But we don't have any particular reasons on the differences compared with last year. In any case, if you compare the values, the values are decreased around 4% on homogeneous basis, and therefore we are very happy about the trend of personal costs.
Thank you.
The next question is from Atanasio Pantarotas of Chevreux. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Thank you for the answers. I have three questions. First of all, again, on the cost, on total cost, so staff and other administrative costs. We saw some volatility. I would like to understand what we can expect for 2011, so if we could consider that cost could increase, could remain stable full year on full year, or to use the very good level of the Q4 results. Second question regards the payout. The payout was a bit lower than 90%, 74%. I would like to understand why and if we could expect this level also for next year, so we already return back to some 80%. Final question regards the provision you mentioned in the slide number 12. I would like to understand better of the 6.1 million euro of the provision expensed for FAs and management. You said you stated in the presentation it's one-off items. I would like to understand if it's an authentic one-off or we could see some additional cost, additional provision in the next years. Thanks.
Okay, the cost. I think that apart from the volatility that you saw, It is coming from very different reasons in the personnel and in the administrative costs. You have some volatility that is physiological. You have to expect for the full year, as I said before, that our target is to manage more assets with the same base of cost increased with the inflation rate. So this is apart from the quarter Q-on-Q volatility. This is the target that we have. For the payout, well, I think that between 80 and 74, there is not a big difference, I would say. The reason is that we had to make some adjustments for taking at a very right and solid position the capital for the regulators and so on. So that is the only reason. I think that between 80 and 74, frankly speaking, I don't see many difference. So our guidelines continue to be absolutely the same. That 1, 2, 3 points. I don't consider it, frankly speaking. When you have a dividend yield of 5.2% in financial services, I think that is all. The provisions. I think that the provisions are real one-off, both for the financial advisors and also the long-term incentive plan has been defined by our mother company as the long-term incentive plan for 5 top managers. And this is the cost. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Alberto Villa of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon to everybody. I have a more general question. It's more related to your strategy of growing basically organically. I was just trying to understand what that means in terms of, in the past it was very much about recruiting advisors from competitors and that was the strategy to grow assets and now presumably you are more looking at your current distribution base, enlarging their portfolio by taking new customers from banks rather than from your direct competitors. Is that right? And how much you can expand on this? So what are you effectively doing to increase the capability of your financial advisors to enlarge their customer base? And secondly, and related to that, with your strong results in 2010 in terms of product performance and the brand awareness, etc., you probably have some good opportunities also in the recruitment. I know it's not as cheap as organic growth, but why are you not eager to accelerate on recruitment? Is that there is any specific reason? It's difficult to find people with the right portfolios of clients, or you consider just it as too expensive? Thank you.
Yeah, starting from the last one, it's not correct to say that we are not eager. I think that it's a mix of we want to have only top advisors, and the top advisors, meaning guys with portfolios over 15 and 20 million, are not so many in the market. Frankly speaking, there are really not so many. This is the first point. We want only top quality. We are not interested in nothing else. And the other is a question of trade-off of returns. Of course, it's as I said before, to the company to acquire a new 1 million of new money from new clients acquired by existing FA, the cost is in the region of 35 bips. If we acquire the same money for equity, the cost is ranging between 200 and 250 bips. So it's obvious what we prefer. You're right saying that our brand, the results of the product were very good, and it's easy to make better recruitment. but we want to be very, very selective and to make a very high cherry picking. That is our strategy. You said correctly that we want to grow assets with new clients. You took a very important point, how to enlarge the capability of the advisor. I will try to summarize, because it's a question that would require half an hour. I will try to do that in a couple of minutes. First, consider that a financial advisor, as an average, is managing about 150 clients, where out of the 150 clients, the important clients are about 40 or 50, means that he manages really 45, 50, and the other 100 are minor clients, let's say. If you have, as we have now, very good products that don't give problems both to the clients and to advisor, the time that is free for the advisor is enlarging, it's very high. Because of course, if the client is calling you every 2 days because you're very exposed to the equity markets are going bad, and so of course the time that you take for managing the client. Our kind of products allow the advisors to have much free time that is dedicated to manage to find new clients. Of course, we are also trying to concentrate the top advisors to the top clients, to their portfolios, and we are managing a strategy to move the minor clients of the larger advisors to the lower financial advisor. So I understand that it's a quite complicated answer, but I tried to give you an answer. All in all, there is not now a problem of capacity of the distribution network. It is still very, very high, the capacity to be fulfilled, and I think that for at least a couple of years we can absolutely go on in this way.
Okay, thank you. That's clear. Just a little follow-up on the tax rate.
Yeah.
Well, this year there were some non-recurrent positive. But considering that you are switching continuously assets into the SICAV, can you give us a guidance about what we can expect as a tax load in the future?
The guidance that you can expect is in the region of 16-17%. This is due also to a prudent policy that we have on the tax rate. You know, the tax rate is becoming a hot
issue.
Exactly, and I think that we could have an even lower tax rate, but I think that becomes dangerous. So I don't know if you understand what I mean.
Sure.
That is. So in your model, please apply in a simple way between 15-17% for the next years.
Thank you very much.
The next question is from Federico Salerno of MainFirst. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Sorry, just on the recruitment again. You spent roughly 13 million this year. Is it fair to say the budget for next year is roughly in line with this number based on what you said before, or not?
More or less, it's lower than for the recruitment. We didn't spend the 13, but a bit less, 11. But it's not so important. I think that for the next year we will be at the same level, more or less.
Okay, thanks.
Gentlemen, Ms. Pagliari, there are no more questions registered at this time.
So thank you very much to all of you for having joined our conference. We are still available as investor relations for taking more questions. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.